Checky, checky, check, 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 1, 2. Why do I have no sound in my headphones? It's the whining of the liberals. The whining of the social justice warriors. Are we good? Yeah, just keep recording. Normally we fire up and we do a test to make sure everything's working and then we start over, but I'm ready to get going before I get even more distracted because I made the mistake of looking at email and reading blogs and stuff, and that's everywhere. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Motherfucker, look at that. Nothing like springtime in Colorado. Oh, this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. Homes in the stupid fucking statist all around the world. And I did not fill up my water bottle. Well, fuck. I'll survive. I do have a thermos of coffee. We're drinking Murdered Out coffee from Black Rifle Coffee Company again. Good morning, children's. It is 7:51 hours. That's 7:51 a.m. for you fucking civilians. The 18th of May in the year of our Lord, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, Colorado, where, because it is May, it is, of course, fucking snowing outside. Why is it snowing in May? Well, because global warming. We're all gonna fucking die. Because this year is the hottest year ever in the history of the planet Earth. Because every year is the hottest year ever in the history of the planet Earth. Because, you know, the climate scientists, they found the history of the planet Earth. So they were, and they found it. It was right there. All in digital form to make it easy to manipulate. Anyhow, yes, global warming is making it fucking snow outside right now. I'm supposed to go out today bar crawling with a friend of mine, which we're still going to do because it's not going to be snowing inside the bars. Kind of the nice thing is the bars will mostly be empty, so it'll be nice and quiet. We'll be able to talk. And, well, at least that's my theory. That's the thing. So when the weather is shitty, you have either one of two things happens. Either everybody stays home and the bars are empty, or everybody goes out because they're going, oh, the bars will all be empty. We should go out. We're also going out because we both have non-typical jobs. We're going out to start our bar crawl. Vocal warm-ups are important, my friends. We're going to start our bar crawl. I was thinking about all the ways I could corrupt that and make it sexual. We're going to start crawling on some balls. We're going to go bar crawling at 1500 hours. That's 3 p.m. for you fucking civilians. So it'll be early, because that's when the happy hours typically start, is 3 o'clock. God damn, it is fucking coming down out there. It is getting worse. It is getting thicker. Those snowflakes are getting bigger and fluffier. Holy shit, that is some serious fucking global warming. I think I'm probably going to die from heat stroke any moment right now. All right. Do I want to talk about this? God damn it. There's so much. Speaking of heat stroke, I just started reading. I'm only on page 2. But there's the foreword and the introduction and all this other stuff. I just started reading the book, What Doesn't Kill Us, by Scott Carey. How freezing water, extreme altitude, and environmental conditioning will renew our lost evolutionary strength. So these motherfuckers climbed the tallest mountain in Africa, which, as you know, is Kilimanjaro. It's like, you know it, but I don't know it. These motherfuckers climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in 28 hours, wearing nothing but boots, socks, and gym shorts. Doesn't get much manlier than that. So anyhow, just started that, but looking forward to it. I'm expecting good things from this book. Hold on, I forgot to close the email after checking the email. I have to fucking close the email, otherwise I'll sit here and be distracted because I'm getting messages. Why am I getting messages? Adam Piggott, his latest post just, it won't be his latest by the time you hear this because shit, this isn't coming out until, you won't hear this until the 26th of May. Even though recording on the 18th, because how'd you like those last three episodes of the podcast? That was me just ranting away, in case you couldn't figure that out. But God, that was fun. I really needed to get some of that out of my system. That was a good time. Adam Piggott had a post today I saw about fashion industry and the models, which, because as you know, I do some fashion photography stuff for fun. You know, he featured this picture of these five models, and he's talking about how ugly they are. And yeah, they are. They are. And this is one of the things about modeling. It's because I read the fashion magazines. Well, I don't read them. I look at the pictures. I read some of the articles because that gives me great material. Like, God, have I got some good fucking shit coming up. Ooh, from the fashion magazines, because they're written for left-wing statist women by left-wing statist women. They're fucking hilarious. Oh, by the way, in the control room, the lovely and adorable Randy, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs, and if you want to send me email, you can send that to God, that's dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com. And of course, the theme song for Stating the Obvious is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour off his 1984 album About Face. Speaking of solo albums from Pink Floyders, Roger Waters, I saw, is releasing a new album. A couple of songs are on the YouTube. That's how I discovered them. I can imagine just Roger Waters sitting around going, God damn it, I hope Donald Trump wins the election so that I can release another album. Because when your entire lyrical theme is how evil it is for governments to kill other people, which is what Roger Waters sings about, you can't release that album when Hussein Obama is the president, because Hussein Obama is murdering Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots. And when you're Roger Waters and you're a left-wing statist, you have to ignore all the people that are killed by other left-wing statists. So I bet when Donald Trump got elected, I bet Roger Waters just fucking creamed his pants. He's like, yes, I can finally release an album about how evil Republicans are. And having said all of that, I like Roger Waters' albums. I think the guy's a lyrical genius. As a musician, he's okay. And this was why Pink Floyd was one of those things where Pink Floyd was greater than the sums, right? David Gilmour and Rick Wright were fantastic musicians. Fantastic music. Well, is for David Gilmour, was, because Richard Wright is dead, which is very, very sad. I shed a tear a while back because I was watching the documentary about Wish You Were Here, because I told you guys about that. And I was thinking, God damn, that snow is fucking coming down. Holy shit. Dude, we are going to get buried under global warming. Not bullshitting you, it is fucking dumping out there. Motherfucker. Watching the documentary about the making of the Wish You Were Here album, you know, I just stopped and thought for a minute about the fact that Richard Wright is dead. And there will never be another moment when the four members of Pink Floyd come together and perform together. And it's like, my eyes watered up a little bit. I'm not going to fucking bullshit you, you know. I know Adam Piggott, who will tell you that men aren't supposed to cry, but he did a great podcast where he talked. He's like the crying podcast or something. You should look it up. And he talks about when men are allowed to cry, which is, as far as I recall, essentially never. And, which, and it is. It's really funny, and but it's also true. But I'm going to say, no, there's one time if you're a man, you're allowed to cry. And you can cry just a little bit, not like bawling like a fucking woman. But you can let a tear run down your... One tear, just one. You can have one tear can run down your face when you mourn the death of Richard Wright, a fantastic musician who helped create two of the greatest albums ever, Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here. So I shed a little tear for Richard Wright because, god damn it, man, fuck. So anyhow, Pink, you had Richard and you have David, who are musicians. Lyrically, they're okay, but musician-wise, their musicianship is beyond compare. Then you have Roger, whose musicianship, if that's a word, it is now, is okay, but his lyrical writing skills are fantastic. Now, if he could twist himself away from writing lyrics about how wonderful it is if everybody would be a left-wing statist like he is, and how anyone who's different than him needs to be exterminated because Republicans are all racist, sexist, and homophobic. But like his solo album, Amused to Death, which is left-wingy and was designed to attack George Bush, which was then hilarious because you could listen to the album during the Obama administration and it still fit perfectly because, of course, Obama just kept on killing people in foreign countries, just like Bush did. But Amused to Death, lyrically, is, I think it's fantastic. It's some great lyrics. The man has serious writing skills when it comes to words. Yeah, his topics, like I say, his topics are left-wing statist and after a while get kind of repetitive and boring. But the man's a great lyric writer. So, when they were all together as the Pink Floyd, God, the you know, if I were an HR chick, I would say, well, the four of them, they came together and they leveraged their synergy in order to create a win-win situation in which the diversity of their myriad of talents was able to create some albums that fulfilled their contractual obligations to the recording company. Man, I would just say they're fucking amazing. When if they could just could have got along with each other. Which, though, I wasn't going to talk about Pink Floyd, but we're talking about Pink Floyd because God knows, you know, I love bitching about statism, but there's other things in the world than bitching about statism. Watching the documentaries, because I mentioned a while back in some cast, I've watched like 3 or 4 different documentaries about Pink Floyd lately. And they had interviews with the band members. And in one of the interviews, they were talking about, well, in one of the documentaries, they're talking about how Roger Waters, after Wish You Were Here, starting with Animals, started to dominate the band musically and lyrically, right? And they're talking about, they got to the wall. It's like, yeah, the wall was all Roger Waters, blah, blah, which, okay, it was. But then, you know, Roger makes a good point, and David Gilmour, to his credit, in another interview, sort of affirmed that, yeah, this was true. Roger, and if you guys don't know the story, so here's how all this, I wasn't there, but this is what I've heard, it must be true, because it was on the internet. No, so they did Animals, they went away, they did their tour, they come back, so they come back to the studio, and it's like, Roger Waters comes back, and he's like, okay, I got these two demo tapes. I got this demo tape for an album I'm calling The Wall, and I've got a demo tape for an album I'm calling Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's different. I got a demo tape for an album I'm calling The Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking. What do you guys have? And the other three members of the band are like, we don't have anything. And so, okay, and so they listened to his two demo tapes and they ended up going with The Wall, And the pros and cons of Hitchhiking ended up being Roger Waters' first solo album, which is okay. I don't think it's great. I think if you're not a Pink Floyd, Roger Waters fan, I don't think you'll like that album. I don't think you'll appreciate it. I think it's got some strong moments. I think it's got some weak moments. But anyhow, the point is, as Roger says in his interview, he's like, look, I showed up with two fucking concepts. He didn't say fucking, but he said, I showed up. I had two concepts. I had demo tapes. I showed up with all this stuff. They showed up with nothing. And David Gilmour, and they're talking, he kind of affirmed, he's like, yeah, you know, and Roger took, but, you know, we didn't have anything. And that's, you know, he admitted, he said, that's a little bit our fault. We didn't show up with anything. So the moral of this story, other than Pink Floyd is the greatest fucking band ever, is when you're engaged in a creative endeavor with other people, you know, show up with something. Don't be like when you were in college or in high school and you got your group project and you showed up to the group project and you didn't fucking contribute anything because you're just a fucking parasite. Show up with something. Now, where was I? Global warming, because it's, goddamn, is it snowing out there. Oh, this is a beautiful day for a bar crawl. Oh, cold, ice, snow. All right, it doesn't matter. Randy, what was I talking about before Pink Floyd? Mm-hmm. Coffee. Stuff. All right, I'm pulling a Clary. I was talking about something and then I forgot what it was. Oh, yes. I was talking about fashion. Adam Piggott's post about the fashion industry. So anyhow, you should go read it. But yeah, he had this picture of these five models that this Australian newspaper had put up, you know, and they're just, it's true. Oh, so yeah, I read the fashion magazines because I get good material from them. And also I'm stealing ideas from the photographers. But yes, so many of the models these days, they're just ugly. They are just unattractive. And it's not even necessarily the scrawniness, because I know that's the thing now, is they get scrawnier and scrawnier. I personally am not, I am not unattracted to a woman because she's stick thin. The part of these models, if you look at this picture of these five girls, the part that's unattractive, do I still have it up on my computer? Why is my fucking mouse not working? There it is. I do. Maybe if I think, I'll put the picture in the show notes or I'll link to this or something. But when you look at these women, and you know, he calls it out too, it's like just, the biggest thing is just their posture. These one chick, she's just slumped over like she's got a hunchback. And they're just standing there and they're just so drab and dull looking. And their hair is all just up and sort of with these wisps hanging out. And, you know, one of these chicks might be attractive, like when she just woke up in the morning, but I'm looking at them. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say, actually, no, there's no circumstances under which any of these five women would be sexually attractive. And it's not the scrawniness that makes them so unappealing. You can be scrawny and still have some kind of feminine attributes. And they just carry themselves terribly. They just look, yeah. Anyway, I don't really have the words for it. Picture tells, just go look at the fucking picture and ask yourself, would you bang any of that? And the answer is probably no. Also, got a little email notification from the Twitterverse, you know, because these are tweets and popular, like, oh God, it's popular, so it must have value, right? One of the tweets that I was notified about, it's this picture of Ivanka or whatever the fuck her name is, Donald Trump's daughter. And the message, because I already deleted it. I should have did this fucking... Oh, wait. Can I get it? Hold on. Hold... Ah, shit. All right. Let me see. Because I should screenshot this and then put the picture in the show notes. Let me see if I can fucking find it. Because I know I trashed it. But in theory... In theory, it's in the trash because I didn't empty the trash. At least I don't think I did. I never take the trash out. I just want somebody else to take the trash out. Yes. Got it. Here we go. And let me screenshot this before I forget, because God knows I will. We're going to name the file, This is Important to Libtards, JPEG. Holy fuck. It is dumping some motherfucking snow out there. Goddamn global fucking warming. I'm not bullshitting you guys, it is dumping. Those are big, giant flakes. All right. Ivanka, however you pronounce her name, Trump's name tag does not have a job title. User at Dorsey Shaw shared an image of the first daughter's name tag from an event on human trafficking at the Roosevelt, blah, and then it continues. Okay, this is what is triggering libtards. Donald Trump's daughter's name tag that sits on the table in front of her, because the people at this meeting with her might not know who she is. You know, it's not like she's been on TV or anything. I may not know how to pronounce her name, but when I see a picture of her, or if I saw her in person, oh, that's Donald Trump's daughter. This is important to them. The fact that her name tag does not have a job title on it. This is something, oh, God damn it. This is something significant and worthy. Okay, wait, hold on. Hold everything. You guys stay here for a second. Okay, I found it. I got it. Now we'll see if it's... Okay, so where we're going with this, before I tangent onto this other thing. This is what's important. For 8 years, Hussein Obama murdered Muslims, the same Muslims you claim you give a shit about, with missiles launched from flying robots, while those Muslims were attending weddings. You didn't say a fucking word. Not a fucking word of protest. But this, Donald Trump's daughter's name tag, doesn't have a job title on it. This is not only worthy of even noticing, this is worthy of taking a picture and worthy of putting it on Twitter, and then Twitter thinks this is worthy of sending me an email to inform me that this is on Twitter. Has Twitter ever sent anybody an email informing them about a tweet about Hussein Obama murdering Muslims who were attending weddings with missiles launched from flying robots? No, of course not. This goes back to why, even though I have plenty of disagreements with right-wing statists, such as the gang over at America.org, this is why I at least have respect for them, because they have integrity. When you fucking liberals tell me that you care about Muslims, I know that you're lying. Because if you gave a fuck about Muslims, you wouldn't have been silent while Obama was murdering them. When you tell me you believe in global warming, I know you're lying because you're driving automobiles, you're using electricity, you're making babies, you're flying around in airplanes. When a Nazi comes to me and says, I hate Jews and I want to kill all of them, at least I know he's being honest. I can trust him. He has integrity. If a Ku Klux Klan member came to me and said, I hate niggers, I want to kill all the niggers, okay, at least I know he has integrity. He's telling me the truth. When the Christians come and say, if you don't believe in God, you're going to go to hell and I'm here to convert you, at least they have integrity. I know they're telling the truth. But you libtards, this is why I can't stand you. You have no integrity. You just go out and you find these imaginary crises. Ivanka's Trump's name tag doesn't have a job title on it. Oh, fucking Christ. Global warming is probably going to kill all of us any fucking moment because she doesn't have a fucking job title. I missed it because the stock market opened. So this morning, when I looked at... Okay, so I guess let me put this in perspective. I have this ancient iPhone. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's the iPhone 2, iPhone 27. I don't fucking know. It's this ancient iPhone. Ooh, which is about to run out of battery power. I gotta charge this up when I get home. Which, basically, I use it as an alarm clock. That's its function. It is my alarm clock. And every once in a while, I'll look at the stock market for amusement. Because it's got the little built-in app that shows you the stock market. And as a function of that, it will show you news headlines from Yahoo News. And when I woke up this morning, the Dow Jones was down like 200 points or something like that. And I always flip over to the news headlines. And the news headlines is just filled with all this stuff. Will Donald Trump resign? Stock market plummets because of Donald Trump's scandals. Just all these sensationalist headlines. And once again, I'm looking, and they're all gone now because the stock market has opened. And right now, the Dow Jones is up 13.12 points. See, so now here's what we got now. Stocks try to rebound from biggest sell-off of 2017. Oh my God, so they're trying to rebound from the biggest sell-off of 2017, which is only 4.5 months. Yeah, it's just all these sensationalist headlines. And I think to myself, how miserable must you people be who pay attention to this shit? Like the guy I've told you about a couple of times that I know that he listens to CNN on his radio all the time. And I'm writing with him. And the CNN radio, they're just going on about how Donald Trump is going to start World War III. And oh my God, we're all going to die. And then they go into global warming. And it's the warmest year ever. And just on and on and on with all this fucking doom and gloom. And I'm thinking to myself, God, what kind of mental state must you losers have? That you go through your entire life just constantly exposing yourselves to this kind of fucking stupidity. And this whininess. Oh, here we go. The stock market sell-off is as much about earnings as it is about Trump. The stock market sell-off has nothing to do. Donald Trump doesn't control the stock market. The stock market has nothing. If the stock market has something to do with the president, then how come when the stock market was lower than it is now and Hussein Obama was the president and it was going down and shit, how come we never heard about how Obama was the epitome of evil because the stock market was going down? Right? Just this nonsense. So here we go. Stock futures fall as plot thickens in Trump-Russia scandal. Oh, scary. FTSE 100 extends Trump-spurred drop as pound hits highest in 7 months. It's a Trump-spurred drop. See, Donald Trump controls the stuff. He made the drop happen. Oh, the sensationalism. Oh, the doom and gloom. Oh, the clickbait. And what loser would actually read any of these things? Nikkei. I used to know how to, that's not how you pronounce it. It's Nikkei? Nikkei? Tumbles to 2.5 week low. Oh my God, it's the lowest it's been in that's the Japanese stock market, in case you don't know. I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. The lowest it's been in 2.5 weeks. Oh my God. A 2.5 week low. Japan's economy is going to collapse at any moment. They're on the verge of death over there. The Nikkei tumbles to 2.5 week low as Trump allegations lower stimulus hopes. Europe braced for sell-off. U.S. futures improve after Mueller name to probe White. So, and then it goes on. I can't read the rest because I'm not going to click on it. But I mean, listen to this shit. Just listen to this shit. Man who called Dow 20,000 says stock market could see 1,000 point surge if Trump resigns. I mean, it's just pure bullshit. And the question is, once again, how stupid do you have to be? And we know the answer. You have to be left-wing status stupid. How stupid do you have to be to look out your window and see snow on May the 18th and think we're all going to die from global warming? How stupid do you have to read a headline like, oh my God, if Donald Trump resigns, the stock market could go up by 1,000 points? Wait, don't you libtards, don't you hate the corporations? Wouldn't you want Donald Trump to destroy the stock market? Because in destroying the stock market, he's destroying the corporations, which you say that you hate. Oh, but that's right. Libtards don't have integrity. Everything you say is a lie. I mean, there it is, guys. I don't know what other commentary to offer on that other than just to laugh at these fucking headlines. If Donald Trump resigns, the stock market could go up by 1,000 points. A man said so. And that's headlinable. That's the mainstream media. That is what the media thinks is quote unquote headlines. A man said that if Donald Trump resigns, the stock market could go up by 1,000 points. Ivanka Trump's name tag doesn't have a job title on it. These are headlines. You know what's not a headline? Hussein Obama bombs 7 countries in 6 years. Hussein Obama signs indefinite detention of American citizens bill. Hussein Obama spies on everybody on the fucking planet by reading their email and listening to their phone conversations. Hussein Obama orders the murder of Muslims who are attending a wedding. Right? None of those things are headlines. Hillary Clinton, about to die any fucking moment. Right, the Clinton Foundation embezzlement money. All of these liberal Democrats who have this child porn hanging on the walls in their houses. Right, the one picture with all the little kids with their fucking, what was it, like their naked butts with the spank mark, whatever. None of that is a headline. A headline is that Donald Trump's daughter's name tag doesn't have a fucking job title on it. And this is why, when I come to you and I say Western civilization is not worth saving, this is why it's not worth saving. You can't save these people. You can't Captain Save-A-Ho some motherfucker who thinks that these things are news. You can only let those people die. You cannot save them. You cannot fix them. You cannot convert them. Okay, we're 35 minutes into the podcast. I haven't talked about anything I was going to talk about. What else is new? I'll save that. All right, well, here, let's start here. Let's keep talking about stupid people and the mainstream media-ish. This is old news, but as I always remind you people, this is not a current events show. If you came here for current events, you're in the wrong fucking place. And I gotta remember to put in that screenshot. Hold on, I gotta make notes. Screenshot and ugly models. I'll try to remember to put a link to the Adam Piggott post and include the photo. Now see, my models, when I do fashion photography, my models are cute. My models are feminine. I've worked with some girls that people such as Adam Piggott would probably look at her and go, she is scrawny. And yeah, she's scrawny, but at least she's also feminine in the process. You can be scrawny and feminine. I know Adam Piggott probably doesn't think so, because I think his taste runs to more towards the chicks with the big boobs. It's fine. I'm not criticizing. So I say, look, everybody's got their taste in women. I don't judge on that. Unless you're into, like, now, when you get into the 300-pound range, you're like, I like the BBWs. I'm a chubby chaser. Okay, that I'm going to judge. But as long as you're within the range of normal, I'm not going to judge. These five women are not in the range of normal, as far as I'm concerned. They are just not good looking at all. Why is my coffee so cold? How is my thermos malfunctioning? How does the thermos malfunction? It's okay. It's still good. Black Rifle Coffee Company Murdered Out Blend. It is delicious. Okay, remember, tell them the Great One sent you. When you're ordering, when you're doing the order process, there's a section in there where you can, you know, put in special instructions for us, where you can just type whatever. Inside, I need you to type, the Great One told me about Black Rifle Coffee Company. You can find him at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. So everybody tell them the Great One sent you. So they come to me and they say, hey, Great One, your advertising is fantastic. We've gotten millions of customers and we want to pay you for advertising. That's the plan. So speaking of advertising, here we go. Now that we're 38 minutes into the podcast. Kellogg Yanks. I yanked something. No, Kellogg Yanks. All right. This is not podcasting. This is me having a good time. Just fucking deal with it. But Great One, why are you experiencing plague? Don't you know that Donald Trump is going to start World War III and we're all going to die from global warming and the Trumpocalypse is coming and the Dow Jones is going to collapse unless Donald Trump resigns? How can you be happy? Why can't you be miserable like I am? Well, because I'm not a loser. And because I never pay attention to the Clown News Network. And because I have a delicious mug in my Alice in Wonderland mug. Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin. But a grin without a cat? It's the most curious thing. It's the little mug that has Alice looking up at the cat in the tree, the Cheshire Cat. And when you put the hot liquid in it, the Cheshire Cat disappears. It's actually a gift from one of my friends, who is also one of my models. And I drink from this mug my coffee every morning. But Great One, How can you have friends? You hate women. No, I don't hate women. I simply don't put up with their bullshit. All right, this has nothing to do with me reading this article about Kellogg yanking. Kellogg yanks ads from Breitbart, citing values. Ah, yes. I love it when libtards claim to have values. Remember, once again, where were your values when Hussein Obama was murdering Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots? Where were your values when Hussein Obama signed indefinite detention of American citizens? Oh, that's right. You couldn't find your values because you were too busy swallowing Obama's cum. Okay. Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg has announced that it will no longer advertise on Breitbart.com, the website formerly run by one of President-elect Donald Trump's top aides, Steve Bannon. The food manufacturer decided to discontinue advertising on the site as soon as it was alerted by consumers to the presence of its ads, Kellogg Company spokeswoman Chris Charles said Tuesday. So, Kellogg was not aware that its ads were on this website? How do you, when you're a multi-billion dollar international corporation, which probably has a huge advertising division, which, much like HR, doesn't really create that much value, how did they not know their ads were on this website? Did they, like, not notice each month when they were paying Breitbart to run the ads? I mean, how do you, your Kellogg Corporation, how do you not know where your ads are being displayed? Now, I can understand, like, say, okay, you're advertising on YouTube. And you don't know, because I don't know exactly how it works either, but maybe you don't know exactly what videos your advertisement is being shown in front of. Okay, that I can see. But you would know your advertisements are being shown on YouTube. How do you not know your advertisements are being shown on Breitbart.com? How do you not know you're paying Breitbart.com for advertising? And if you're paying a website to advertise for you, wouldn't you go there to see? If nothing else, wouldn't you go there to make sure they're actually showing your advertisement instead of just taking your money and not even putting your advertisement on? Wouldn't you check? Wouldn't you, somewhere in your multi-billion dollar corporation with all your useless employees in the marketing department and the advertising department and the HR department, wouldn't you have some stupid cunt with a liberal arts degree in fucking international communications and ethnic studies? And wouldn't you just have her going to all the websites you're supposed to be advertising on to check and see if your advertising is actually showing up? I guess you wouldn't. Breitbart has been condemned for featuring racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic content. However, Breitbart has not been condemned for murdering Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots, bombing 7 countries in 6 years, or signing indefinite detention of American citizens. But you see, those things are totally okay if the person who does them is half black. But if you point out that the person who murdered Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots is half black, then you're a racist. Quote, we regularly work with our media buying partners. The fuck is that? To ensure our ads do not appear on sites that aren't aligned with our values as a company. This involves reviewing websites where ads could potentially be placed using filtering technology to assess site content. as you can imagine, there is a very large volume of websites, so occasionally something is inadvertently missed, unquote, Charles said as a pathetic excuse to explain why they didn't know where their advertising was going. Breitbart said Kellogg was denigrating to its own detriment a loyal and engaged community of consumers who helped elect Trump, saying the site has 45 million unique visitors last 30 days. Who gives a shit? Quote, Kellogg's decision to blacklist one of the largest conservative media outlets in America is economic censorship. No, it's not. It's there. It gets Kellogg's fucking money. They can spend it wherever they want. Censorship is when Obama indefinitely detains American citizens. That's censorship. Okay, censorship is when you have fucking free speech zones on college campuses.
There's that.
Wait, hey, just everybody hold your fucking shorts. I have to get that in. Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck are you? Where the fuck is it? Date. Please. Yes. 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 All right. Okay. Focus. Let me finish this and then we'll go down there. A censorship of mainstream conservative political discourse, it said in a statement. This is as un-American as it gets. No, it's not. Kellogg is douchebags. They can spend their money wherever they want. However, you at Breitbart.com do not have a constitutional right to have Kellogg give you money for advertising. Okay? Just fucking relax. Breitbart has become the target of a social media effort to call out companies and organizations that advertise on it. And once again, you know, and also I have no problem with this because this tells me what sort of companies I should not spend money with. I don't think I buy any Kellogg products. I know they certainly make more than cereal, which is what comes to mind. But so now, like if I'm in a store and I'm looking at stuff and I have an option between a Kellogg product and a similar product from another company, I just don't buy the Kellogg product. Just like Kellogg can choose where to spend their money, I get to choose where to spend my money. And I want these things to happen. I want to know. It's like when Trump was elected, these idiots got on Facebook and like, yeah, we're going to make this list of Hillary Clinton supporting businesses so we all know where to shop. I haven't seen the list yet. I tried looking to see if they publicized it, but I couldn't find it. But I'm like, that's great. Show me a list of the businesses I'm going to avoid if at all possible. Pharmaceutical maker Nova Nordisk, online glasses retailer Warby Parker, and the San Diego Zoo are among those that have publicly stated on Twitter they will no longer advertise on the site. Why is the San Diego Zoo advertising on Breitbart.com? Bannon ran Breitbart, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, who gives a fuck? Okay, safe spaces. Safe spaces. I have to refill the coffee before I go down this path. Randy, where are we on time? 48 minutes. Okay, I can do this. This will just about work out. People come to me and they say, great one. Why does your podcast have a fixed length? Usually, we know that sometimes we go over. Why the fixed length? The concept when I started doing this on a more serious basis was that I wanted Stating the Obvious to be somewhat like a radio show. It was part of me trying to hone my own skills. So with a radio show, you have a fixed amount of time. You have to fill that. You can't go over, you can't go under. So that's the reason for the fixed length. Okay. This is an academic paper. This thing. Anyway, here we go. Wendy Lynn Lee, Bloomfield University of Pennsylvania, philosophy faculty member. 100 days of Trump, 1,000 more days of resistance. Who will define what counts as a protest? This is the title of her quote unquote academic paper. Now, here's the little summary. In this blog post at the, oh, maybe it's a blog post. I don't give a fuck. Then why is it on an academic paper newsfeed? This is supposed to be a thing that sends me academic papers. Anyway, I don't give a shit because I didn't go and read it. Maybe I'll have to. No, I can't. I can't stand it. Anyway. I'm going to die one day. I'm not going to waste my life reading bullshit from left-wing statist. Here we go. Here's the summary thing, the intro, the teaser. In this blog post at The Wrench, I argue that it is more vital than ever that we refuse to allow the Trump regime to define what counts as protest. See, it's more vital than ever because for the last 100 years, the Trump regime has been defining what counts as protest. All right, already confined to, quote, free speech zones, unquote, the criminalization of free expression as a form of violence is a very real and present danger to the democracy. The democracy, that's what it says, it's a danger to the democracy. We must also embrace nonviolent civil disobedience as essential to the resistance now more than ever. So you see, the whole time Hussein Obama was president, free speech zones, which were pretty much invented by left-wing statists, were not a problem. Now that Donald Trump is president, we can't have free speech. Look, the protest is being confined to free speech zones, and we're criminalizing free expression, right? When people are being attacked and fined and thrown off college campuses for saying things that liberals don't like, this is totally okay. But now that Donald Trump is president, suddenly criminalizing free expression is a bad thing. Suddenly, free speech zones are a bad thing. This is why, once again, liberals have no integrity. Right? When a Democrat is president, bombing other countries, killing people with flying robots, indefinite detention, forcing people to buy services from privately owned corporations, known as Obamacare, free speech zones, these are all good things. These are good, wise, wonderful, enlightened things brought to us by the Lightbringer. But now that Donald Trump is president, these same things are bad. There is, for a left-wing statist, there is no good or bad except that which is made so based on which political party the President of the United States belongs to. They have no morals, they have no integrity, they have no moral compass, they have no concept of right and wrong. They have no idea of right or wrong other than what benefits them in the moment.